So, it's like the middle of the afternoon. Oh, and my new dildo just got here. And I'm so excited to start using it with you. I bought this dildo specifically for a very, very particular fantasy I have. And then I wanted to share with you. Oh God, my pussy is so wet. I'm just teasing my clits. Oh, is it around my nipples? As I tell you what I've been fantasizing about. Oh, I've been fantasizing about you. Oh, yes, you who's listening right now. My little cuck, my cucky. Oh, my bestie. God, bestie. How crazy it drives me. I think of your leaky little cock, hard and waiting for me to pay it any attention. But you'll never fucking get it because, oh God, that cock is way too fucking small to even bother with it. Oh, but it's so fun to tease you. And I'm feeling pretty mean. Oh, shit. So this is what we're gonna do, bestie. I want you to start stroking your cock for me. But don't you dare fucking come, okay? I want you to start stroking your cock. As I start kissing and sucking this amazing fucking dildo. It's my first hyper-realistic one. Oh God, and it's so big and thick and veiny, and all the balls are huge too, and oh fuck, your cock can't compare to this. Oh, this is the cock of your dreams, isn't it, bestie? It's around 7.5 to 8 inches. And I haven't tried it out yet because I wanted to share this experience with you. My bestie. Oh, fuck. Idea, but I wanted to do this. You have no idea how much I love to show off for you. How much I love to humiliate and degrade you. Oh God. Can I tell you a little secret? Do you remember when I asked you for money that one time, telling you I was a bit behind on rent and that I couldn't catch up on my finances? Well, I lied to you. I used that money to buy this dildo. So, bestie, thank you so much for spoiling me. And I'm about to make your cucky fantasies all come true. Oh. What? Why can't you be here right now? Why can't you be here right now? And I can show you and I can actually put you in your fucking place. Oh my God. Just seeing you jerk off right now as you watch me swallow this cock. Oh God, that can make me come. You can make me come so easily. You have no idea. You have no fucking idea. Okay, no more stalling. Oh God, here. Let me just start kissing it. Oh my God. I know you wish wish this was you. You wish your sexy bestie was on her knees, kissing your cock like this. Lick him. Oh, head. Oh my goodness. Sorry, baby. I have a rule. I only blow guys who are 7 inches and up. Even though I'm not usually a size queen, I can't fucking help it right now. I want a big fucking cock to teach me my place. Right in front of my cocky slope. Oh my god. Quarter of the way through. I can't flip. I hope you're touching yourself right now, bestie. I hope your pathetic little fucking cock is twitching. Dripping. At the thought of your bestie sucking this huge fucking dildo. Instead of calling you over to have some fun with you. Okay. I'm gonna go a little bit deeper. Oh my god, that is fucking amazing. I'm not even all the way in, and I'm already gagging on that. But I have to do my best. I can't let down my poor little cucky. My cucky wants to see me choke on this massive cock, doesn't he? Who am I to say no to that? Oh my god, yes, yes, yes. I have such a huge oral fixation. And this dildo's hitting that fucking spot. Tell me, Kaki, have you ever gotten a sloppy, disgusting blowjob like this? Has your cock truly ever been worshipped and sucked with this intensity? Of course not, cocky. That type of worship becomes to real men. Men who know what to take what they want. Men who don't take no for an answer. Men with real big fucking cocks. Who can actually satisfy a woman. While your place is to jerk off in your pathetic little fucking corner. I mean, if you're lucky enough to get that far. I know you have your little issues of coming too early. You little fucking preemie. You're not a real man, but it's okay. Your place is to be my cookie slave. You love your place, don't you? In the corner just watching? Or just receiving videos and voice notes? Yeah, those butt dials? When I was mid-fuck? God. They weren't exactly an accident, bestie. I wanted you to hear it. I wanted you to fucking hear me get railed at. It turned me on so much. Thinking about you listening to me. And having to walk around with your sad little dick all hard and drippy. Oh god, I fucking needed this. I fucking needed this. My husband stopped rubbing my clits. Oh my god, I'm so close to coming out. I want a cookie so bad. I want a cookie sleeve. It's the hottest fantasy I have. Just having you as my sleeve. Doing whatever I want. I can torture you however I want. I can degrade and humiliate you. And oh my god. And you will never argue it. Because this is just who you are. You want this just as badly as I do. So I wasn't lying when I said earlier that I can come just from giving head. God, it turns me on so much. I love worshiping. I love big cocks. Oh, I love it. But I'm gonna be mean, bestie. Oh god. I don't want you to come. I want you to stay a leaking fucking mess for me for the rest of the fucking day. And then I want you to come back to this audio. Listen to it again. And come for me. I come for your bestie. When she comes, sucking this cock. Fucking god. I made a huge mess all over my bed and on myself. I really needed that, actually. Like, I can't stress this enough. I have been fantasizing. God, fantasizing about having a cock slave who's my bestie, who I can just... Oh, God. Maybe next time I can be even meaner. I should really go shower and take care of this. I hope you enjoyed, and I really hope you didn't come before I let you.